The Giants, their offense is putrid right now. I don't know if there's anything that can fix it. Can Bob Melvin do anything, quite frankly, to fix it? We'll talk to Bob Brenly, another Bob. Bob Brenly, former manager of the D-backs, former Giants catcher, joining us at 8:30, courtesy of River Islands. We'll discuss the series coming up because he is a current broadcaster, obviously, with the D-backs as well. Just a massive, massive NL West showdown starting right here on June 30th, Joe. This is kind of a make-or-break week for the Giants. I truly believe that. You're going up against your division rival that's also battling for a wild card spot. You're going up against a bad Sacramento, Las Vegas, California, Golden State, whatever you want to call them, A's team that just is getting shelled at home. You're going to be playing in Sacramento, AAA ballpark. If your bats can't get going there, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't. We'll take Willimer in here in a second to put a bow on this LeBron talk, but the Giants are the bugaboo right now in the Bay. And 888-957-9570, what is your panic meter in regards to the Gigantes? But first, Will and Marin, let's just get it out of the way. Will, you taking LeBron on the Warriors right now if you could trade for him?
100%. Look, here's the thing, Shaska, I totally agree. He's very hypocritical and a sore loser at times. I understand there was a point in time where he was complaining about super teams when he was the one that created it in Miami. I also heard the interview about the ring culture that was very flip-floppy, but just hear me out. He's unstoppable. He's a great passer. He has a massive respect for Kerr. I just watched that Olympic documentary, the sixth episode. He really likes his philosophy, the way that he coaches. He absolutely loves Steph Curry. We would have swept Houston had we had him. He would have been that unstoppable force that we needed. He also would have been that bucket getter that we needed when Steph was out. Our panic meter wouldn't have been as big. It would have taken a lot less pressure off of Jimmy. I know we might have probably not been able to make that deal because we'd be paying him. But he also is a really good game manager, and his IQ is through the roof. He's like having a coach when on the floor. So I love LeBron as the player. But, yes, I'm also very fatigued about LeBron with his attitude. But, I mean, think about it. When you have that much greatness in one building – he can't just be that locust. He can't do that with a Steph Curry or a Kerr. Those are two Hall of Famers in their own right. And then also with a guy with a dog like Draymond Green, he loves stuff like that. I think he would blend in phenomenally with the Warriors.
Well, it's too logical. You're being too logical. Listen, it's very simple.
You're being too logical.
Okay. Last year, we had Wiggins, and I was open to anything, and we didn't feel, you know, very optimistic. Now I want LeBron to die on the vine and go somewhere else and be ringless at the end of his career. I don't want him coming here. I'm over it. And there's no logical or rational opinion other than screw him. It's pretty simple to me. Yesterday, I wanted Chinese food. Today, I might want Mexican. Last year, I wanted LeBron. We had Wiggins. This year, I don't. We're overthinking this. It's okay.
And they already have their game manager. His name's Brandon Pajemski. See him at every single Valkyrie game, too, by the way. So we're good. We got a guy to handle the offense, a young phenom in Brandon Pajemski, baby.
We all know what LeBron is as a player. I'm done with LeBron. We're done. He needs to go. Just go away. Just go away. I don't want to hear from you.
Well, I want these bats to, like, go away right now for the Giants because they're struggling mightily, Joe. I'm tired of watching them. I'm getting bored like a girl Sandy in San Francisco. I'm with Sandy. I'm bored watching this offense. What can change?
Wilmer Flores is... He's in a really weird spot right now, and I want to bring him up for a very specific reason.
Real quick, before you get to that, on June 30th, we're talking Wilmer Flores being a key cog to the offense.
No, I don't think he is anymore. Like that, which is really like crummy. I think something happened. You know, B brought this up on Friday when he came in and he started working with us. In that last hour, he was like, you know, Wilmer, and I don't know. And like I watched all of his at-bats over the weekend, and this isn't about – just this weekend, it's like the big picture. He's not a first baseman. Would you agree? Defensively.
Yeah, he's not.
Okay. And if he's not going to stay as your DH, because Devers is going to be your DH, like as much as I need to get his bat in the lineup, to me, he's a guy I would consider moving to get something back of value at a different position. And you might be taking a loss in terms of like overall net value that it brings to the table. I think he's redundant, given that he's a right-handed DH who can't play first base. I also think right now, if you were to bet on him the rest of the year, you're probably betting against him. Like him replicating what he did for the first 2.5 months versus what he's going to do going into August and into September, I don't think he's going to thrive later on in the second half.
Is there any chance this team could have gone just in a span of a few weeks from buyers to sellers at the deadline? Is that even?
We're
that
not
sound,
there yet. We're not no, there
okay,
yet.
But
we're not there yet.
But
no, but I think they have
we're some trending
things
that, in that direction, or we're trending in no moves at all.
No. See, I forget the word buyer or seller. Right? I think they need to swap some things out. Right? Okay. So you give to get. Right? In this situation, you might be giving away a guy that brings more to the plate in Wilmer Flores. I think you need to get something back, whether that's a starter. Free up another position. Dom Smith should be playing first base defensively. Mm. And look, he is not going to hit the way he did early on, right? I understand that. But if Bryce Eldridge is not going to be playing for you, and I don't know what's going on with Devers defensively at first base, I personally would put Dom Smith at first base, and I would try to move Wilmer Flores. And I like Wilmer. I know all the things he brings to the table. I think with Devers now as one of the leaders on the team, I think you're able to move Wilmer Flores and get something back. They need a legitimate power-hitting outfielder. And if that means I'm moving Yaz to center field and I'm playing some combination of Yaz and Jung-Hoo Lee because Jung-Hoo Lee has got an unmovable contract, then so be it. But I think they need to look for power in the outfield. I think they need to look for another starting pitcher. I think they need to look for a catcher. I'll take either of the catchers for the Chicago White Sox that we saw over the weekend. So I get back to Wilmer Flores, and I say to myself, like, are you going to bet on him being as good as he was in the first half, or are you going to bet against him?
888-957-9570. Bob Brenly joining us in an hour. Former manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, obviously played and coached with Bob Melvin. So he knows Bo Mel very well. And is there anything Bob Melvin could do right now? I want to ask Bob about that. Like, if he's been in this situation, because it's an up-and-down season. That's what it is. It's a game of runs, whether it's the pitching going well, whether it's the bats going well. Sometimes both are going well. Sometimes both are in the tank. But, like, what can you do right now if you're Bob Melvin? I'm genuinely curious. Is there anything Bob Melvin can do? 888-957-9570. And as far as, like, guys that are untradeable on this team, because I do think that's interesting. Wilmer Flores, like, the guy's getting older. He's like the grizzled vet on this team. He's about 33 going on 34. He's been up there. He doesn't really have a position on this team right now. So if you could move him for like a bullpen arm at the very least, like, yeah, I'd love that. I don't think you're going to get like a legit starting pitcher. Like, Wilmer Flores, like, come on.
No. They need another fourth or fifth starter, a fringe guy. I think like Landon Roop has been excellent.
Like a long man / like spot starter.
Somebody that they could plot in. I think they need a veteran. And you don't know what's going to happen with Hayden Birdsong. And you don't know what's going to happen with Landon Roop in the second half. And you don't know if Carson Wisenhunt, who's in AAA, is going to be a contributor or not. I think they need another arm. And if you can get a catcher somewhere, I think you need to explore it.
Here's Bob Melvin. Was this from yesterday, Sammy? Bo Mel? Thumbs up. Bob Melvin on the Giants' inability to beat bad teams.
It's tough to win regardless. So we've beaten good teams. We've lost to teams that records aren't great. But, you know, every team in the big league's got a chance to beat you. And so we just have to get on a winning track no matter who we play.
I always love that. It's you know, baseball, it's not the same as football. Like, if the Niners were to lose to, I don't know, next year, who they play, but the Carolina Panthers, yeah, it'd be awful. Be horrible. It's like, you lost to that team that we know is a dumpster fire? That cannot happen. Like, and I got to credit Bob here because he's not trying to dump on other organizations. He's been a part of teams that were bad, too. I get it. You don't want to disrespect anyone. Will Venable, I'm sure he knows. I'm like, that's great. The fact of the matter is, you can't lose to the Chicago White Sox. You just can't. You can't lose to the Miami Marlins. You can't lose to these teams, Joe, and expect me to take you seriously when you're six games over right now. Like, at the very least, I'm expecting, can you just get a split against the Arizona Diamondbacks? That's literally all I'm at. At the minimum, get a split. Yes, if you were to take the three of the four, that would feel great heading into a massive series against the A's before coming home. Like, all of a sudden, I did not expect a series against, you know, the A's maybe in the beginning of July heading into next weekend to be this important for this team going into the All-Star break. Because you got the Phillies, you got the Dodgers. You better take care of business this week. Because if you don't, you mentioned something earlier. Then I'm forgetting you. And I don't want to forget about the Giants. I don't want them to be, you know, buried at the bottom of our sports talk in the next couple months. I thought with that Devers trade, Joe, they could be there, you know, contending when it comes to our discussions with the Warriors, with the 49ers coming up. But they're in danger of becoming out of sight, out of mind. That's what you don't want.